Good evening, and I'm catching up on my podcasting that I need to do about Travels with Charlie. This will be our third rendition of talking about Travels with Charlie. I'm looking at him right now. He's hanging out next to me. And one of the fascinating things that I found out about him is that he is a perpetual motion machine. Never quits moving, always engaged. Very, very oral in what he is doing. He loves to put his mouth on stuff. He loves to tug. Fascinating watching him in the backyard is that he's even finding toys that the other dogs aren't finding. So really, really been fascinated with this dog, Barb, which is the owner. I hate to tell you, I'd steal this guy in a heartbeat because he is absolutely everything that you would want to take a look at. So been very, very fascinated with him. He's done a really, really nice job. The hand feeding's going well. He also is one of the most voracious eaters that I've seen, which to me has always been a wonderful indicator of what's coming up in the future. Charlie's coming up here and putting his paws on me because he says, me, it's all about me, which in Schnauzers, and I think in dogs in general, especially for performance dogs, we definitely want that when we're looking at it. So he has been absolutely joy to work with. Been really rainy today, so we didn't get a whole lot done, but it has been really, really cool. I do have to say that a couple of days ago I had him out while I was working with one of these super high-drive Shelties, bouncing off the walls, wonderful dog named Bungie. And when I got done, I pulled Charlie out of the X-Pen and put him down, just let him start frapping and running around. And he ran immediately to the end of the dog walk, jumped up on it, ran down on the side, just like we were doing with the Sheltie, and did a little two-on-two off drill for me. Now, obviously, he didn't stop or stay or anything like that, but it was very impressive to see him learning by watching what the other dogs are doing. I also have started a little bit of gentle leader work and some tug work, and we were also fortunate about a week ago I had a kid show up that's a neighborhood kid that came to watch practice, and I gave him a tug toy, so Charlie got to play tug, and also, not only did he get to play tug, he was playing tug with a child that is below 10 years of age. So I got double bang for our buck on his training. So been very, very pleased with it. Lots of good things going on right now. Wish I could do more with him, but as with everything else, he's a puppy. So we have to parse out our time and do little small increments at a time. His feeding time is when he's getting the majority of his play time. And he also is getting a lot of individual attention as we are working on different things. So that's kind of Travels with Charlie right now. I happen to be in Birmingham. He traveled over here with me. For those of you who know what my schedule is right now, I'm spending 10 days in Atlanta and 4 days in Birmingham, taking care of those wonderful clients that I have in Birmingham that got me started, and then headed back over after that. So, and also have some coaching things going on, and it doesn't matter where I am because I can do those coachings from anywhere. So that's our update for Travels with Charlie for August 11th. And if you have any questions, please post out with a direct mail to my Twitter feed and also at WebA. And also you can take a look at Facebook. Webb Anderson is what you can search for, and that's where you can find these Audio Boo podcasts. Hope everything's going well for y'all, and I look forward to giving you an update in the next day or two.